When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Okay, quick update on the trivia night. We have $1,100 to sit at our table. We have another 100 that we had a caller just call and say, I will be happy to give $100 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. That's the first name in the drawing bin for an hour to sit in with us. If he's the only guy that gives $100, he gets to come in for an hour. Now, here's what I'll do. I'm sitting here and I'm holding four tickets to tomorrow's game, Cardinals game, tomorrow afternoon at 12:45. These tickets are $56 a piece. They're good seats. So four times 56, it's like $800.
Yeah.
Wow.
If somebody wants to call and we'll take you at your word, you send us a check for $200 made out to Window World Cares. That money goes to St. Jude. We'll throw that in the hopper. Then you're in the drawing to come sit with us for an hour, and I'm going to give you these tickets. Give me $200. I'll give you, this is four $56 tickets. If you get them, obviously, you need to use them, so we only want somebody who can go to the game tomorrow, 12:45, and that's the deal. Cardinals and the Pirates, good seats, four of them together. Take your friends. I need $200 for St. Jude. Tickets are yours, and you're in the drawing to come sit with us. Thank you. That's it. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We'll start with Dale. Hello, Dale.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. First-time caller, and I'm AM and PM.
Well, we're thrilled to have you.
Okay, I just called to tell you a riddle, okay?
Okay, and I don't know riddles, but I'm happy to hear it.
Okay, well, I hope this is good enough for the air.
Well, it
I
will
made
be.
This one up. I made this joke up. So why don't they make lemon douche?
Why don't they make lemon... Oh, this is a sourpuss joke. It has to be.
It is, yeah. Nobody likes sourpuss.
Yeah, nobody likes sourpuss. Well, first of all...
I've never heard it before, but I...
Well, first of all, we don't go for that kind of humor here. And can we edit that out?
Yeah, we'll edit that out of the sour.
Yeah, it's just not our... You may want to call Mark Christopher with that. He likes that kind of stuff. Or Jacob.
Or maybe Martin when he gets on here.
That got bleeped.
Yeah, it's never gonna make it on the air.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dale.
Hey, I'll call again sometime when I can.
Please do.
Not be bleeped.
Please do. Anytime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
He really thinks he was bleeped.
Yeah, I know.
All right. The tickets are gone.
Really?
Oh, yes.
We got $200.
Yes, we did.
Woo!
From John.
$1,100 plus $100 plus $200. I believe that's $1,400.
Yeah.
Do we get the same?
Here are John's tickets, all right? Right here.
Okay.
Does he know to come get them?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Wow, thank you, John. And Marv, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Frank. Last week or so, Bill was commenting about how with new cars you don't have to change your oil and filter like you used to in days past.
Well, hold on. He said you don't have to change them, period?
No, I say as long.
Okay, that's true.
Frequently.
That's true.
Well, it's true that they say that, but it's not true in fact. Now, let me explain something to you real quick. I worked in hydraulics for over 30 years, and I'm a mechanical engineer. I've worked with engines, and I've designed systems, hydraulic systems. The oil is the lifeblood of your engine.
Right.
Now, they're made better today, and they're new materials, but still, oil is an absolute essential. It has to be clean, and it has to stay moderately cool. If those two conditions exist, engines will run an amazing amount of time. I mean, you can get 200,000 miles out of an engine with no problem. Keep your filters clean, air filter, oil filter, gas filter, especially oil, though, and temperature.
I agree.
Now, the point is, the reason I say this, manufacturers, they like saying change oil 5,000, 7,500. It makes you feel, oh, these engines are so strong. I mean, they're so well made, you don't have to worry about that. Hey, all they're concerned about is getting you past the warranty. Once you're past the warranty, they don't care. In fact, if they time it properly, your engine will start dying right after the warranty runs out, and maybe you'll buy another one of their cars.
Okay, now you know.
I know this.
Now, hold on. You know we're going to get calls from people.
Well,
who
good.
Are gonna, no, wait, hang on. Who are going to dispute you, because I've asked mechanics about this, and what they say to me is not only are the engines better, and they don't get as dirty inside, the oil is better, and many of these cars run on... For BMW, for example, is a synthetic oil. If you go in and you want them to change it before about 16,000, they won't do it. They'll charge you, where otherwise, if it's a lease, it's included. They don't want to do it because it's not necessary with that oil. Now, synthetic oil is another thing, but even regular oil in the newer cars, 5 to 7 is what they say, and I'm just telling you, get ready for somebody who's going to call and say, this guy didn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, that's true. People want to believe it, but I'm telling you from experience that that is not the case. Now, the oils are better, engines are better, but oil goes through every time your engine fires, every time a cylinder fires, you produce a minute amount of hydrocarbon particle, okay? That's why, you know, you get... You can see smoke in the air.
That's why the oil goes from gold to black.
It does. I mean, but it goes through a filter, and the filter is critical. Now, if you could somehow just change your filter without replacing the oil, that could work too. But the cars aren't made that way. Once you take that filter off, you know, you've got a hole in your engine, and now you could, if you wanted to, you could save the oil, put a new filter on, put the oil back in. Which is, you know, kind of ridiculous, but you could do that. The oil itself is not so much a problem as the particulate matter in the oil. Oil separates mechanical surfaces. It gives them lubricity. But every time, you know, it's like putting a little tiny grain of sand, you know, between two smooth surfaces. And that's what happens in the engine. Now, like I say, you can believe it if you want. The manufacturers, again, that'll get them through the warranty period. After that, they really don't care. But take it from me, I just got rid of a 89 Pontiac that I've had since brand new, change oil and filter, all my cars, oil and filter every 3,000. Probably don't have to quite, but that's just the way I am. I'm old school. But all my cars, never burned a drop of oil as strong as the day they came off the floor. So, again, believe it if you want to believe them, fine. If you want to save a few bucks, you know, don't change your oil. But
well,
that's up to you.
I will tell you that I have had a couple of cars that I kept for, most cars I don't keep long, but a couple that I kept for many, many years and ran over 100,000 miles doing the 5,000 to 7,000 mile thing. And they were never a problem. There was no issue. So, you're an engineer or whatever. I'm not. I'm happy to take what you say and mull it over, and then I'll see what somebody else has.
Yeah, this
to say.
Is just a public service announcement.
But
I don't understand.
I don't understand why though a manufacturer would be happy with just getting you through the warranty period when in fact there's less risk and less chance of there being major work to be done if you changed it every 3,000.
And if your
why
car,
why wouldn't they say do it every 3,000? Then we'll know we'll have less to do that while it's under
warranty.
And
if your car breaks down right after the warranty is done, you may not want to get that brand car again because you may want to.
No, he's right. It would be bad for the manufacturer because they go, well, that car, as soon as the warranty was out, that thing fell apart on me. There's just nothing about it that
a lot of people
sense.
You know, people are used to people change vehicles. You know, it used to be people would get a new car every 2 years or so. People are keeping their cars longer, but the warranty periods are longer, too. Right. You know, so I just bought a brand new car. Okay, it's got like a 5-year, you know, I'm not sure what it is, but it's pretty long.
Right.
And the way I drive, I'll probably never buy another car.
Well, first of all, nobody would argue that you certainly can't hurt anything by changing the oil every 1,000 miles.
Well, no, but let's be practical here.
Yeah.
5,000, it could work, and you say at 100,000 miles, that would probably work nowadays. Yeah, you could probably get 100,000 with no problem at 5,000. But again, it's so cheap. I mean, why take a chance? Hey, let me on to something real nice. I'll get off of this.
Okay.
You were talking about, some guy called in last week talking about Sweetie Pies, and I think he was just talking about the TV show. I don't know. Did he say he actually ate there?
I don't remember.
He mentioned the restaurant, though.
Yeah,
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I stumbled upon Sweetie Pies a year and a half ago or so, just by accident. I saw the introductory show on A&E, and then I deduced that it was here in St. Louis. Well, I ran it down. Turns out, now I live up in the Florissant area, as you probably know, but I also kind of grew up in that North County, Delwood area. And it turns out, I think the original place is the one, the little place in Delwood. So I went over there last year, and I'm kind of on a perpetual diet, but I allow myself one night a week to kind of go crazy. And boy, you talk about good food. I mean, pork steaks, I mean, whatever you want. It's, you know, the macaroni and cheese done in these big tubs, you know, with gobs of cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
I only allow myself to eat that kind of stuff 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Just the opposite.
Oh, Frank, if you wanted to give yourself a pleasure, I mean, I guess you'd call it soul food. But
sometimes I do give myself pleasure. I'm a married man.
Three, 4 times a day.
Well, I'd never heard of it. I had never heard of Sweetie
Pies. Yeah, Sweetie Pies, and like I say, there's one in Delwood, and I think they're talking, the show, the TV show is talking about them building a big super, but there's at least two that are open. The other one's down more in
the Grove.
West County. Yeah, south. But if you like that kind of food, and I know you do,
mm-hmm.
Give yourself a favor and give it a try. It is unbelievable. I go in there, you can walk out, I think it cost me $11 with a to-go order, a huge pork steak, that gravy that's so thick.
You own part of the place, don't you, Marv? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Part owner.
Oh, I wish.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Anyway.
I'll let you guys go. And anyway, just realize that this is an opinion about the cars. It's fact. So take it from there. Thank you,
okay,
bye.
Marv. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there will be people dispute that.
There's already a couple
Look, I know what's going to happen here. I've been through this several times with mechanics, and they say those days of the 3,000 miles, absolutely not necessary.
But there are a couple people that dispute it, but there's one person on there that completely agrees.
Well, I'm sure there are. But it's probably going to be somebody over 50. Who agrees? I'm guessing.
I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, there's no winner, no loser here. Next up is, we have two Jims in a row. Let's take Jim number one. Hello, Jim. Jim, that's you. I think we just went through this while ago with another Jim. Maybe it's the same guy. How about this Jim? Hello, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. Hey, first of all, customers. Listeners, quit calling in and telling these food restaurants. My doctor put me on a diet today. I can't take the pressure.
Yeah, I don't need to be hearing about macaroni and cheese right now.
Or pork steaks.
Yeah, you bet.
But first of all, I'm a retired truck driver, Frank.
Okay.
And we use synthetic oil in our trucks for years. And I've had, I think, three trucks that went over 1 million miles. And they didn't change it. They changed the oil between 35 and 45,000 miles.
Whoa.
Wow.
But that's synthetic
thing.
And that's a diesel engine. It's a truck. It's a whole different thing from the family car.
My pickup truck I had for years had 295,000 miles on it.
That's...
I always use synthetic oil and a certain type of oil filter, not the one with the F name. And I had 295,000, sold it to get across the street for $500. He drove it for another 9 or 10 years and sold it for $1,700.
And how often with synthetic did you change the oil?
About every 12 to 20,000.
Now, let me ask you this. Why doesn't everybody just use synthetic oil? Because I bet if you ran the numbers, you know, it can't come out. It can't be any more expensive.
It's about double. I'm sure what a standard oil is.
And it's less hassle because you're not going in as often to do it. I'm guessing that the garages want you to use regular oil because you're coming in more often.
What do you see these kids standing in front of these oil place things with their signs?
Yeah.
Open bay.
Yeah.
Because people that use synthetic oil, let's say if you pay $10 a quart and you use 4 to 5 quarts in your automobile,
right?
And you go a year between you change them, in that year's time you might have changed it 2 to 3 times.
And what does a quart of regular oil average go for?
$3 to $4.
Yeah,
so it comes out about the same. But they see, ooh, it's $8 a quart. I can't afford that.
Well, and that's a lot of people's mindset. They just look at the price of a quart. They don't realize that I'm saving 3 visits and 3 changes by doing this.
Google world's best oil and world's best oil filter and read it and learn something.
All right, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call.
Great day. I'm AM and a PM,
well,
by the way.
We appreciate it, too. I like what he said. Read it and learn.
Boy,
something.
Yeah.
It's not like a teacher you had in high school. Hey, but you know what I used to have a teacher said? If I could drill a hole in your head and pour the knowledge in, I would.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She used to always say, and I had this image of a drill bit in my skull.
Hey, I wonder if that works.
Well, and any time you wouldn't catch on to something or you had a bad grade, you'd go, hey, I can't drill a hole in your skull and pour it in, or I would.
Wow.
Man, I used to get headaches here.
Hey, Bruce said that he writes an auto comic.
I know who Bruce is. I know you, Bruce. How are you?
How you doing, Frank? Good.
What's your take on this?
Well, I got to side with you. I know a lot of mechanics, too, that kind of agree with that. And, you know, I speak from experience, too. When you talk about the new cars, and by the way, I'm well over 50.
And by the way, let me establish your credentials here. This is Bruce Coons. He writes a column for the Post-Dispatch, an old car column. This guy knows a thing or two about cars. So go ahead, Bruce.
And, you know, a lot of people think, well, this guy knows all about cars, and he really takes meticulous care of his and everything. I tell you what, I tend to be a procrastinator at times, okay? I had a 97 Lincoln Continental. It was one of the best cars I've ever owned. The only reason I got rid of it was because the transmission went out at 175,000 miles.
Yeah.
But the engine, for 175,000 miles, I changed it maybe every 10,000 miles, time I got around to getting to it, you know. And I didn't use synthetic oil. I used just good old 10W30 detergent oil. And that engine had 175,000 miles. I did not use a drop of oil. And I never had to do anything to it. I've never had to repair anything on that engine at all in all that time. It ran great.
I got a feeling Marv is dug in pretty solid.
We're
not going to budge him on this. He's a 3,000 mile guy, and he's sticking with it.
And I know there's a lady I work with who kind of makes me cringe, but she buys a car, and she had like a little Chrysler Sebring convertible that she put like 200,000 miles on and never changed the oil, not once.
What? How many miles?
200,000.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, hold on here.
There's no way.
First of all, is that even possible? How do you know she wasn't just pulling your leg? Because to me seems impossible.
I know. Well, you know, I'm not talking about buying a new car. I'm talking about buying a used car that maybe had 100,000 on when she bought it.
Okay, that would make sense.
Whenever it gets low, she just puts another quart in and drives it some more.
When we hang up, I'll retell a story of a woman, and I hate to make it sound like women are stupid. That's not the point. But I'll tell you a story of a woman I worked with in her car once we hang up, because it is a true story. And it's kind of like what you're talking about. Bruce, always a pleasure.
Yes, likewise. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you for the call.
Take care.
I worked with a woman. She was in her 20s. And I went to lunch with her one day. She drove. It was one of those office complexes where you wanted to, for lunch, get out and go away to Bonanza or somewhere. We used to go there a lot. And so we'd, you know, go in little groups, or two of us would go. And we were going to get some lunch. She said, I'll drive. And we go down to her car, and she had a Pontiac, a silver Pontiac. I'll never forget this. And I don't remember the model, but it was a Pontiac. And it was a pretty fast car. It was some sort of sports edition. And she knew I liked cars, and I was going on about the car, and she said, you want to drive it? I said, sure. I drive every time I get a chance to drive a car. So I'm driving the car. Oh, man, and it just gone. And I said, wow, this is quite a car. And I got to talking to her about, because it was a high-performance car, anything special to do, how often do you change the oil? And I've told the story before, and she said, change the what? Now, the car had 50-something thousand miles on it. She had never changed the oil. I said, you know, an oil change. She said, no, she was single. And I said, well, how often do you change the oil? She said, I've never changed the oil. I said, wait a second. Are you kidding me? She said, no, nobody ever said anything about
that. Oh, so she's probably never checked it either.
Never checked it, never changed it, over 50,000 miles. If I hadn't said anything, she'd have just gone on till it blew up.
I guess if that oil light didn't pop up, she probably would have never...
And back then, the oil light only came on when the oil pressure was low. There was none of this, you know, high-tech, your tire pressure is low.
Right.
Or time to maintenance check. They didn't have that stuff. You got a light when you were overheated or the pressure was too low. Never changed it. Didn't even have a clue. And I just thought, how can this be?
No one ever told her.
Well, you have to see commercials, oil change specials, $19.95. You got to sit there and go, hey, I wonder what that is.
I didn't pay attention.
Maybe I ought to do that to my car. Let's talk to Bob before we break. Hello, Bob.
Southside Bob, AM and the PM.
Well, thank you, Bob. We got a Southside Harry and a Southside Bob.
Hey, it's a 2-year anniversary of my father's death tomorrow. I just want to say I love you, Dad. Also, it's a 10-year anniversary of two firefighters dying on the Southside Fire, Rob Morrison and Derek Morris. And I'm putting a question out to firefighters out there and fire chiefs or whoever makes the decision to go inside to fight a fire,
mm-hmm.
and they know there's no potential for a loss of life. Why can't they fight that fire from the outside?
And you mean when there's no potential for a loss of life, meaning nobody is in the building when it's burning?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When I see them going in and they know there's nobody in there, I'm just thinking they don't have to go in there.
Okay,
you know?
But maybe it's the case that they want to make sure there's nobody in there.
Well, this was I believe this was a business that was, you know, after hours. And
look, I'm not a firefighter. For all I know, maybe there is something technically, there's a way to put a fire out quicker if you can get in there where the source. I don't know. Maybe it's more, the chances of saving the building are greater if you extinguish it from the inside out. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe
that,
that's
but,
it.
You know, it's, when I heard about them guys dying and the way they died, it just really, really ripped me up. And I just want to say hats off to all the firefighters out there and. You guys have a great day.
Well, Bob, you picked the right place to say hi to your dad because I can pretty much guarantee you he's listening. Reception is really good in heaven. That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I, that's, mm-hmm. what I, that's what I figure anyway. Boy, I'd love to do one more, but we're running late. I have to get out into business. And that's the business of talking to this guy who it's a pleasure to talk to because he's a big supporter of the show and he sells a great vehicle, John Londoff. John, you're not Bruce Weiner. He's your service manager. What do you think he'd say about changing the oil?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him, Bruce?
Afternoon, Frank.
Bruce, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, how perfect is this? Listen, we've had this.
You know, we do listen to the show.
That's good. Now, Bruce, John, let me talk to Bruce, okay? Bruce, we had a guy call, and he's real big on changing the oil every 3,000, and he says all this stuff about changing 5 to 7, even if the manufacturer says we suggest changing 5 to 7. He said that's by design, so the car starts to fall apart after the warranty is up. Give me your take on it.
No, the car's not going to fall apart by design.
So the 5 to 7, if that's what the manufacturer says, that's what you do.
Yes. You will not void the warranty in any way, shape, or form if you follow that format.
And you're not going to shorten the lifespan of the car by changing the oil at the intervals the manufacturer suggests you change it.
Well, the new GM products have an algorithm that determines when the oil should be changed.
Okay.
It could be 7,500 miles. It could be 4,000 miles, depending upon your driving habits, the driving conditions.
And it can monitor the amount of contamination and carbon in the oil.
It doesn't monitor that so much as it does the conditions that the oil has been used under. High-speed driving, short trips to church, which is hard on the vehicle, versus highway driving.
And, you know, that's the reason I don't go to church is because of my car. I don't want to tear my car up.
Yeah.
But there's an algorithm that takes a lot of factors into account, calculates it, and then recommends the interval based upon the conditions.
Now, is John still there, or did he walk out and get mad when I said I want to talk to Bruce?
I haven't talked to you in a week.
Oh, man, he's a little upset. Yeah,
his feelings are hurt. Now his feelings are hurt.
Touchy.
You know what my dad used to say to me? Yeah, cut my legs right out from underneath me.
No, that's not true.
You know, I'm like, we would be in meetings, and I would interrupt my dad years ago. I was pretty dumb, all right? And we'd get back, or we're driving back. He goes, I was making a point there, and you interrupt me. You cut my legs right out from underneath me.
Well, but so, see, this was really right down Bruce's alley. We're talking about these oil changes, and I knew he knew
the answer. First of all, you didn't know that Bruce would be in here, so we're slightly prepared. We're extremely prepared, as we always are. Here at Johnny Londo.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
He did have Bruce right on hand. Now, John, before we talk, Bruce, are you a hunter, a turkey hunter at all?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you need to hear this too, because I've got a story right in front of me. I'm not making this up. This guy, where was this peon? Do you remember where this was?
I can't remember.
This is out of Bangor, up on the east coast there,
Maine.
Bangor, Maine. Turkey season up in Maine.
Bangor,
state of Maine. Yeah, turkey season apparently opened up there. This guy goes out, has a turkey call, and he's so good with it. It's so realistic. He is attacked and bitten severely by a coyote. The coyote thought he was a turkey. And you guys need to know about this and maybe back it off a notch if you start getting too good with that turkey.
Yeah,
don't be so good.
You're
going
to have coyotes chomping on you.
I don't have to worry about that.
So you're not that good.
No. Well, we know John.
We've heard John's turkey call.
We're worried about you, John.
I'm not an expert, but if I were a coyote, I'd be going after that side.
Be careful.
Yeah, just be careful. He's looking out for you. That's all.
Oh, it's, that's his phone going off.
Yeah, that's my phone.
Who's calling you?
He's calling himself.
Hello? Yeah. General Duff? Hi.
Oh, he's taking a call.
While we're on the air.
He really is upset.
Right back.
Maybe we ought to call Bruce.
No, this is his way. This is his way of getting back.
Yeah, punishing. Because we...
No, he pushed us aside.
Punishment.
That's this a is customer his... calling me right now. What am I going to... You know, we're here to sell cars, right? We're here to let your listeners understand just what a great place this is to do business.
I didn't know customers
how did you
had
know?
Your, I didn't know customers had your cell phone.
Yeah,
number.
How did you know as a customer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you took it not knowing. Did it light up customer calling?
That's his personal cell phone. That's not even his work phone.
Yeah, that's a personal
phone. I plug you know, customers' names in my phone.
That's crazy.
You plug every customer's name in your phone?
Just about, yeah.
Give everybody out your give them your cell phone number right now.
You know what? It's on my business card, Mr. Smarty.
Oh, is it?
Right, wow. Yeah.
Mr. Smarty.
Listen to this. Yeah, see, he's upset. No, he's upset.
This in a week, and you're just, you
he's
know,
upset.
Right back.
No, he's
right,
upset. Like,
he's a little terse right
he's
now.
He's upset.
No, I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't bother me.
I didn't realize you had your cell phone. That deserves a round of applause. That puts his cell phone number on his business card.
Angela doesn't even have my number.
That's good personal.
Oh my God!
Personal contact.
Another call
with the customer.
Dan Strauss is calling me.
I'm a customer.
Yeah. You didn't take Dan's call.
Yeah.
Is Bruce still in there?
I just hung up. I have to let Bruce go. We runs the number one service department. Yeah. And,
Bruce, get back in the service department. Thank you for the information on the oil change.
Good talking to you, Frank.
You too, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. You're the best.
So you're just back from where? Where were you last time? You're all over the place.
Just some meetings.
Meetings, always meetings.
Yep. Oh. But no meetings. I'm going out of town again until like mid-July. So we're here to help the team. They had a great month in April. Thank you very much to
you're welcome.
Your unbelievable listeners, your loyal following.
That's right.
And thank you to you, Frank. And
no, it's the listeners.
Ian.
I didn't come to buy.
You're welcome.
Cars. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, you sent one of your great teammates there, Jim Hewitt, to buy a vehicle.
He's
from
the
us.
Best, Jim. Yeah.
He sent me an email that his wife went for a ride and she loved the vehicle and the ride so much. Her new Chevy Malibu that it just put a great big smile on her face. Oh. He's a good guy, man.
Hands
off to him.
I'm not surprised he bought a new car because they pay the people here, like Jim Hewer, a fortune. They are very generous.
Yeah, he probably paid cash for it.
Probably.
Yeah.
They're very generous. Wait a minute. I'm thinking about when I worked for another station.
That is not true.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
John knows it's not true. Word gets around.
You shouldn't say that.
Hey, I guess, you know, the other day when I asked you about, we were talking about car sales, and Dan said that he used to sell cars and his first month he sold 7, and I said, who's the best salesman you remember in the history of your dealership, your dad's dealership? And you mentioned the guy's name. It started with the D, Dave, or what was his name?
Well, yeah, he's one of, I mean, the place has been here since 1960.
Okay, but you specifically said...
Dick Loggus.
Loggus, that he had sold like over 40 cars
53,
a month.
53, I think,
53
was his top.
A month. You know, I got an email from, it was, I think, his son who heard that and sent me this really nice email. That saying the thanks that you had mentioned his I think it was his dad or his uncle or something on the air. So see, somebody's listening.
And let's see, a gentleman by the name of Earl Dunning, who prematurely gray and went by the nickname Cotton Top. So people would ask for cotton. This guy's unbelievable. He should have owned his own dealership. I mean, that's how good he was. And he just never didn't even really want to get into management. He would assist and help everybody. This is the guy that would take his car to your house, pick your car up, and bring it into service, go through the service drive.
Wow.
Right. You know, some of the people here at Lawn Up Chevrolet do that today. And also, we still do some, you know, some pickup and delivery for our customers also. But Earl Cottontop, I mean, just absolutely one of the greatest. Right?
See, that's got to be a tough decision. When you're selling a lot of cars, you think, you know, I can have my own dealership. But then they think about it and they realize there's a lot more that goes with that than just selling cars.
Yeah.
Now you got the employee, the payroll headache, and the service department, and you know, the lights.
And you can't teach everybody to do exactly what you do.
Exactly.
You know, you have to.
That's right. So Earl Cottontop probably made the right choice.
Great guy.
Otherwise, we'd have Cottontop Chevrolet in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty funny, Frank.
Well, that's what I'd call it.
Funny. You know, so out of town in meetings, and I'm getting the text messages are blowing up the phone, and it's storms, terrible storms.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, you know, someone lost their life in an accident, you know, downtown. It's just terrible. And hail all over the place. And we normally always get hit. I mean, if there's a storm that's packing the punch and the hail, it hits 1375 Dunn Road. We got lucky this time. Everyone thinks hail is such a great thing. No, it's not. We do have a paintless dent removal department, so you can just call 314-837-1800. Gerard Russo and his team, the tents are set up. You can just check it in like you're coming into service. And so we're going to have, we're already taking, you know, dents out of vehicles. And we'll give you, you know, a guidance if you say, we tell you, hey, you can't take these dents out. It's just too bad. It's going to need, you know, sheet metal replacement. We've got our friends. We got, you know, some other choices for you on how to take care of that. But no hail in our cars. But still great prices, like 15.8 on a Chevy Cruze, 17.3 on a Chevy Malibu, $10,000 off Silverado.
Well, that's, well, that kind of savings, you can take the 10 grand and buy, literally buy another new car.
You could, right? Yeah. I like how you're thinking.
Well, that's what I'd do with it.
I'm thinking it's about time you'd buy a new vehicle soon.
Well, it might be. It might be. We might be getting closer than you think.
Interest rates at an all-time low. Certified, GM certified rates, 1.9 for 36 months.
Well, that's insane. 1.9.
Well, you got to sit down for this one. Listen to this. 2.9 up to 72 months.
Oh.
It's on all Silverados. Suburbans, first time ever on Suburbans and Tahoes, pre-owned Suburbans and Tahoes, Traverse, Impala, Malibu, HHR, Cobalt, Yukon, Yukon XL, Acadia, Enclave, LaCrosse, all Sierra. So because on the used car side, we carry everything. If we don't have it, guess what, Frank? We'll go get it for you. Mm-hmm. You know what?
You can't beat that. You can't ask for more than that.
You can't ask for more than that. Tricia Arnold sitting in here patiently waiting to go over some paperwork. Tricia, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hi.
Hi, Tricia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What do you do there, Tricia?
I'm an accounts receivables, and I'm Mr. Londoff's assistant.
Oh, you're Mr. Londoff's. Do you have to call him Mr. Londoff?
Well, no, Frank, unlike maybe, you know, some people I know, she has tremendous manners. Okay.
Oh. She implying
she almost sounded frightened
like
to
us.
Me.
That, yeah.
She almost sounded like she's kind of frightened by him. Mr. Londoff.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Tricia, nice talking to you, and go receive some accounts. That's
well,
what she does. Accounts receivable.
She's accounts receivable. Correct. But you know what? Business was great in April. Month of May, hard to believe. We're already, you know, May 2nd.
I'll go ahead and predict it's going to be a great May.
It is going to be a great May, Frank.
You bet it is.
We've got really more inventory than we've had in a long, long time, and it's great. We're excited for the opportunity to get to meet your listeners and then those that are already repeat customers that come back and again and again and again. And
you know what you need for your office, like we have outside the studio, those red on-the-air signs.
Yeah.
You need one of those outside your office and light it up on the air, and then people know, you know, you're broadcasting.
No, the door's always open.
So, yeah, listen to that. The door is always open.
He still has to conduct business when he's on when he's on the phone with us.
Well, what would that tell one of your listeners? Oh, hold it. You're not important enough. We got to talk to Frank. No, I probably honestly, I'd rather talk to one of your listeners as a customer and have fun, you know, getting to know them because, like I say, I mean, they're funny, they're engaging, and they all really enjoy the experience here. It's a lot of
Trisha
fun.
Still in there?
Yeah, we have some business to do. Some business.
Trisha, how long have you worked there?
Just over 3 years.
Okay, that's long enough to know Mr. Londoff pretty well.
Yes.
Is he treats you well? I assume. Does he give you a free? Does he give you a free car to drive?
Trisha Arnold, why don't you tell Mr. Opinion where you and quite a few of the teammates here at Londoff Chevrolet where were you Sunday night?
Sunday night we were at the Van Halen concert.
And who bought that suite for my
Listen to him. World's greatest employer.
Yeah. Yeah. You kidding me?
You know, that's very much like KTRS because...
Oh, man. He didn't even let you get it out.
I didn't even have to say it's a joke. He just starts laughing. Yeah.
Hey, when you say something, I can't help it. That's funny.
We need a phone number because we're really out of time here. Trisha, I hate to let you go. It's a pleasure talking to you, but we got to run. What's the number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270. The Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7, 365, Mr. Opinion, at thelondoff.com. Mary Beth Tedesek and her fine team. So hello to Mary Beth's mom and dad. They listen every day. And hello to Professor Doug Cannon from Lindenwood, who has referred customers to us. I think we're going to sell Mr. McGraw-Millhaven a Silverado.
He's with another station.
No, he's here. He works here.
He's on our morning.
No, he's on the morning show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He talks very, very highly of you.
Well, as I do him. I'm glad he's with us now. That's a good thing to know.
Okay.
John, we'll talk to you down the road.
I can't wait.
Trisha, pleasure.
See you, kids.
Okay. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Drive safe.
Bye-bye. See, I wouldn't make her call me Mr. Londo.
That's not your name.
Yeah.
Your name's Pinman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's not my name. That'd be stupid. We're coming right back, I promise. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is going to join us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
I'm dying up here. Frank talks highly of McGraw. He's always calling him McGill Graw.
What?
What?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that other guy, you know, okay. Oh, hey, boy, there's a lot to cover right now. They've just cleared an accident on southbound 170 just before Forest Park Parkway. They had a couple lanes blocked, but now everything is open. But, boy, traffic is backed up between Midland and Page. That's going all the way down to Highway 40. Eastbound 44 just before Pacific, we had a report that a tractor trailer was on fire. Westbound 44 just before Antire, an accident. That's been moved off to the right shoulder, but you've got delays as you're going through there. Westbound 5570 downtown, that is jamming up solid from the Kingbridge split up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And it continues on westbound 40, goes through Union Station because of that construction going on. Eastbound 40 is jammed up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, you're slow between 5th Street and Zumbel, stop and go 370 through TRUs. And then on westbound 40, you are jammed between 270 and Mason, and then slow from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
If your car needed a new transmission, what would you rather do? Write out a big fat check for $3,000 or let someone else pay the bill for you? Well, 100 out of 100 people say they'd rather have someone else pay their expensive car repair bills for them. Nobody likes spending their hard-earned money on car repairs. And with Auto Assure, you'll never have to pay another penny for expensive covered repairs because Auto Assure will pay them for you. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-700-1423. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't waste your hard-earned money on expensive auto repairs. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-700-1423. Again, that's 1-800-700-1423. 1-800-700-1423.
Warning. This very minute, someone may be hacking into your PC, stealing your personal information, and infecting your hard drive with viruses.
Getting my computer hacked and my credit card info stolen was the worst experience ever. The invasion of privacy, collection agencies treating me like a criminal.
If you think your computer is safe with antivirus software alone, think again. Unless you have both antivirus and firewall security, you're in serious danger. The good news is, you can download combined antivirus and firewall security absolutely free at GetZoneAlarm.com. The technology major companies rely on. The firewall 80 million people trust. Free at GetZoneAlarm.com. No charges ever.
I went to GetZoneAlarm.com the instant I heard about it, and I'm telling everyone else to do the same. I would never go without the safety of their protection again.
Your computer is constantly under attack. Protect yourself in one quick, free download from the experts in security. Go to www.GetZoneAlarm.com now. That's GetZoneAlarm.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate. That's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
It's a big event.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details. They're $5.31.
Hey, I'm Mark, and Visa Prepaid opened a new world for me. In my new world, I'm calling the shots with my money. I'm paying my bills online fast. My money's where I need it. With Visa Prepaid, I'm shopping online and getting what I need. I'm working hard, playing hard, and being there for the people that need me. And that's a new world for me.
Go open a new world with Visa Prepaid. More people go with Visa.
Available at Walmart. The Walmart Money Card is issued by GE Capital Retail Bank. Member FDIC. Reloadable Visa Prepaid cards. Certain fees and conditions may apply.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World with with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Had a nice chat this morning with folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. And you know what Tom Matheny said to me? It's going to get warm.
What?
I'm just telling you.
Ooh. Hey, Bob.
Apparently, he's got an inside track.
Bob was out at our house today and tuned up our air conditioner unit. It is
was
nice.
This soft-talking Bob?
Yes, it was. Soft-talking Bob. It was. He was great.
I don't think he could scream if he had to scream.
I'm telling you.
He's so calm.
He knows his stuff.
Oh, he does.
Man, he's smart.
He does. Bob has actually been to our house, too. We're talking, of course, about Matheny Heating and Cooling. Apparently, the Mathenys are real tight with some meteorologist. They know what kind of weather's coming in. And it is going to get hot and humid, muggy, and uncomfortable, and you don't have to worry about it. When you come home from a hard day's work like we do after slaving away, you know, we work pretty hard. We get home. We don't want to come home to a hot house. We deserve better. And we don't have to worry about it in our house because we have Matheny Heating and Cooling. You should have them, too. You have to have somebody. You have heating and cooling. You are going to need somebody. They don't last forever. They don't go without maintenance. 314-727-9000. A couple of things to remember. Remember to tell them your AM and the PM. Because if it's the first service call, they're going to take 15% off of whatever the price would have been. They also have a planned service agreement. It's kind of a regular maintenance program. If you tell them your AM and the PM, they're going to discount that for you, too. So everybody wins. No reason not to call Matheny. No reason not to tell them you are AM in the PM. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They work on everything, no matter how big or small or what type. Residential, commercial, if you're in St. Louis or St. Charles County, this is your heating and cooling company, Matheny. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News,